Curiosity. What are you so curious about?
Everything.
Mr. Curiosity.
Well, as they always say, the show must go on. And we are here with the podcast. Joe is off this week, but we are here to make sure we still have Mr. Curiosity.
Yeah, Joe, it's his big 60th birthday. Oh, so wow. He took a big trip out west. And good for him.
And he was with Neil deGrasse Tyson, so they probably had an interesting conversation.
I can only imagine. And then tonight, if you're watching this live, he is going to the Eagles at the Sphere in Vegas.
Nice.
For his birthday. So
that would
I
be
give
awesome.
Him credit because Joe doesn't seem like the type of guy that wants to make a big deal about birthdays. But I think he realized 60 is special.
Absolutely.
And a milestone and thought, why not go on a trip? Plus, I think he was trying to get away from us because Mindy was going to make a big deal.
I was going to make a big deal.
And Joe leaving is a barometer for our weather. Because the last time he left, we had 8 to 14 inches of snow. And he planned this months in advance, probably. And then today, we get an interesting...
We get a mess, and you're watching a very interesting situation for Sunday. So we'll see what happens there. So Anthony's here. If you're listening, Anthony Bardinaro, Sean Dunn. Yeah. And Mindy and I are here for another round of interesting viewer questions.
Yes.
And I did submit a question about 3 weeks ago, so we'll see if...
Wait, you submitted one?
I that's not against the rules. There are no rules.
No, there are no rules.
Very few rules.
If Anthony draws his own question.
Oh, that'd be good.
So, yeah, I just wanted to put that
You're going
to
start, Anthony.
Okay.
Yes.
You're going first.
Yes.
Oh, wow, these aren't really
crumpled. Some are folded up or crunched.
Who crumpled this up?
I'll crumple while you're... Yeah,
the crumple job was not, was not good. To
down.
Be fair,
I just probably got some and just set them in there.
Yeah.
To be fair, I didn't... okay, this is not me. this is from Nancy Lee Snyder, who says, oh, crispy or chewy bacon?
Oh, that is a good question. That's a good question. Yeah.
The crumpling sound
effects.
So
you get to answer first.
How do you like your bacon?
Well, I don't know. Like, I tried to cook bacon before, but apparently I'm not an expert. It's always way too crispy. My bacon always ends up crispy, and so I just kind of give up cooking bacon.
Do you like it crispy, or you like it more of the chewy?
I like it more chewy, but whenever I do it, I don't do it right. So I tried twice. It didn't work for me, so I'm like, why did I keep buying bacon? I like it, but yeah.
The key to bacon is that it keeps cooking after you take it off.
Okay. Because
it's still sizzling. So you almost have to judge it a little bit early.
That's true.
Take it off.
Yeah, so I like it I like it a little bit crispy, but also chewy. I like it both.
And I'm like in the middle.
Okay.
In the middle. I have family members, though, that like it super crispy.
Oh, so it's just like bacon bits.
Just like bacon bits. And I don't like that much.
Yeah, I'm in the middle, although, like, my kids probably like it a little less, more chewy. And then, like, I think my wife likes it more crispy. I like it in the middle. So,
yeah, do you end up making
tricky.
Yeah, that's tricky. Yeah,
I go in the middle, and then everyone's kind of okay with
because I end up making different bacon for different people.
Wow,
and which is a little annoying.
I know, I feel the same way, and I make the announcement all the time. I am not a short order cook,
exactly.
This is how I'm making it, and you eat what I'm making,
exactly.
But yeah, when there's orders like I want my bacon like this, or I want my eggs like this, I'm making eggs the way I make them, and you're gonna eat them.
I shoot for the middle, and sometimes someone's accidentally happy because it's a little over.
Accidentally happy is a good way to put it.
Yeah.
Okay, let's see here. Joe and all. I'm from New Jersey.
Okay.
What exit? 139. Now residing in Clark Summit.
Okay.
Anyway, what is your favorite music group and how do they influence you? This is from Doug. Doug says, mine is Yes, the group Yes, and he likes the instrumentals. Interesting. Mm-hmm.
Well,
do I have to answer first?
Yeah.
I don't. It's not going to be popular though, and people are going to think I'm weird. So maybe I shouldn't even answer.
Do it. That's even more reason.
Yeah.
Flaming Lips.
Flaming Lips. No, that's not it. I actually, sidebar. I did just see the band Cake a few months ago,
nice.
Okay.
And then their guitar player just passed away. So that was really sad. I'm like, I'm glad I saw them.
Next band you see is just not.
Yeah,
just
hopefully it won't happen. but no, my favorite band is Violent Femmes. I started listening to them when I was 13. I know every song by heart. I've seen them a couple times recently when they've been on tour, and I just think they're really good. So that's my favorite.
I have to be honest. I don't have a favorite. I have a wide range of music that I like depending on when what I'm in the mood for. And I cannot pick one out to be like, oh, this is my go-to. I've had some favorites. Like when I was a kid, a teenager, I liked Metallica. I liked Guns N' Roses. Yeah. I don't think I have a favorite right now.
Well, what do you listen to make yourself happy or to like put yourself in a good mood?
It depends on how I'm feeling. It's all over the place. Okay. From country to rock to, I mean, now whatever the kids put on when we're in the car.
Oh, so now your favorite is Taylor Swift?
Yeah. No. But it is funny now, some of the stuff that's on. And I said, when do you reach the point where the music of today is just not for you? And I'm at that point. Like some of the stuff they play, I'm just like, this is just noise. Mm-hmm. This isn't music.
Yeah.
When I was with my mom for the week before I came up here for the job, her music ended at like 2012. Then she gave up. And when we're on the way up here, I'm like, we're playing. For some reason, I'm into country music. There feels like there's a new wave of country. And I think these songs are really good. And she's like, no, it all sounds the same. I'm like, no, it doesn't.
Interesting.
But as far as the question, I don't really have a band. I like live bands, though.
Going to see live music, yeah.
Like close up rather than kind of a concert-wise. I've seen concert videos, and maybe it's because it's on a video, but it's like so far away.
True.
Like even the live performance when you're not there, like watching the live performance.
Like, well, just in a bar, in just a close setting.
More intimate setting.
Yeah, you can feel the music a little bit. So
yeah, I agree with you there. It is nice to do that. What about you, Sean? You have a favorite band?
I really like a variety of stuff. I probably lean at it. I don't know. Probably funny people. I probably lean more punk in my
Me too.
Yeah. Oh. So I'm more of a punk person.
Name a few bands that you like.
Like, I don't know, NoFX, all that kind of stuff.
Huh. So I don't know that one.
Dropkick Murphys.
Yeah, I've heard of them.
I like them.
They're like newer on the chain of stuff, but all that, you know.
I do like some of the folksy
ones,
too.
Kind of the newer 90s,
too.
The stuff that was kind of like big in like the
all
early
right.
90s.
Interesting. Since you say you like country, I really, for most of my life, have not liked country.
Yeah.
But my husband discovered this singer that now I'm absolutely loving, and we're going to see him in March, Charlie Crockett.
Okay.
Have you ever listened to him?
No.
Gotta check it out.
Honestly, I'm too mainstream. I listen to like anything on the top Billboard.
Oh, the pop, the poppy country.
Yeah, nothing wrong with that.
I don't know why.
You're listening to Froggy 101.
How about Jelly Roll? Jelly Roll?
I won't. Can I ding the bell? No, I like one or two of his songs, but some I don't relate to a lot of them because they're some of his songs are really like getting over.
Yeah.
For depressing.
People getting over like drugs, over to like getting over that. So I can't really. I don't think relate too much. So I don't know.
All right. You got to listen to Charlie Crockett and see what
to
you
the
think.
Lyrics.
Well, like, it's not for me.
Anthony actually
it's not for
listens
me.
To the lyrics.
Well, it's not for
no,
me.
No, I'm just kidding.
Well it's funny because there's Ella Langley, and some of her music is about somebody in Texas getting over a relationship. Like, I can't relate to that, but sometimes.
But it's just catchy.
Yeah, like from the deep south.
And country really tells a story, too.
It often does, yeah. And I saw Charlie Crockett before a couple years ago in a smaller venue in Harrisburg.
Yeah.
So that was really fun because it was more intimate, just like you're saying.
Yeah, I'm picturing like Taylor Swift in a big 100,000-seat stadium.
Yeah, it's like you're watching a movie or something.
I don't get it.
Yeah,
it's
but people
like
love it.
It's not like sports where you're watching things.
Yeah.
I don't get it. But
all right, Travis is back.
Trav.
So Travis is a frequent flyer.
Yeah.
I don't want to say he was banned, but I feel like Joe censored Travis for a little bit.
Well, he threw away his questions.
Oh, yeah, the accidental. He had a whole bag.
Oh, he didn't get thrown away because he had a whole bag full of
he
them.
He did.
Rainy day.
The cleaning crew, we think, threw
away. So welcome back, Travis. We love you.
Yeah.
All right. What is the most useless app on your phone? What is the most useful app on your phone? Examples, the Zippo lighter app from back in the day for the useless and a Level app for the most useful. Travis. Mm. Former NEPA resident.
Interesting.
Obviously, the most useful is the WNEP app.
Yeah.
Of course, 100%. Yes.
Is the most important, but we'll get by that and then talk about what comes next.
What I can tell you the least useful is the default weather app. You got to look at
definitely do not like that.
No, yes, but some people use that, Anthony. It's terrible. They should go to the WNEP app.
Yeah. I almost feel like I need to get out my phone and look at like,
I know.
What is the least
I mean, I
useful.
Think for me, the most useful is the calendar, just because the 1,000 things going on.
That's a good point.
The calendar is probably the most useful for
the
me.
The calendar can be very useful.
The clock, I mean, alarms.
Yeah, alarm.
And yeah. Stopwatch.
The calendar. Know. And also the bank app. I use that a lot just to pay bills. Yeah. And
oh, today's payday, isn't it?
It is.
Oh, yeah.
The least useful is probably the one I'm going to have trouble with. My phone just archived a bunch of apps. They're like, you have 200 apps that you never use.
I'm not an app person.
There's anything here that I just don't use. And there's some that are on here that just are old that my kids put on and things like that.
I'm the type of person that whenever I download an app, I have to remove an app.
Oh, okay.
But now since I'm here, we have an authentication app. We have the Tegna mobile app where we upload our little vertical videos. So I just kind of gave up.
I'm looking at my phone now, and what stands out is some of the fast food apps. And I have to say, on a diversion, if you go to fast food places at all, you have to get their apps.
You need to.
Okay. I don't have any of their apps. Isn't that terrible?
If you are getting fast food and you don't have their app to use, you are paying so much more money.
Isn't that amazing?
They all have. Yeah. I mean, I'm not going to call them like amazing deals on the app, but you are definitely saving money at every fast food restaurant if you use the app.
My dad, when we were here touring places, he with McDonald's app, he's like, oh, I got a dollar coffee, and he would do it, and like, it was very convenient.
Like, we get 20% off at McDonald's all the time on the app.
Wow. Yeah. Interesting.
But any
you have so many
fast
apps.
Food or restaurant, the way to go is through the app, for sure.
Yeah. I don't take – well, the thing is, my phone is by the weather station. I don't take my phone when I'm here because I just wanted to disconnect.
Oh, yeah. Like, connect with the pod people.
With all that's happening today.
Outside of work, though, at your age, are you able to just put your phone aside and disconnect, or you kind of have to have it at all times?
No, I have to have it at all times. Even when I'm running, so it's kind of bad. Like, you think, running, you disconnect, but I use it for like...
For music, right?
Music, a podcast. Sometimes I watch WNEP while I'm running. I don't think anybody else does that in the world, but I do that.
I think that's awesome.
Yes.
We should promote that.
I kind of have that.
Do you listen to the podcast sometimes?
Yeah,
There we go.
Yeah, I know I do.
Nice.
All right,
I'm not just lying. I watch WNEP. You know.
That's
Travis,
awesome.
Thanks for the comeback.
Yes.
That was a good one.
Let's see if this is Anthony's.
Yeah. I shouldn't have said anything. It should have came out spur of the moment.
No, now we're curious and we want to know.
It's Anthony's.
Oh, no!
That's what he wished it into existence.
What is it?
Wow. From Anthony.
This happens so many times in
it
this
does.
Podcast.
I know.
Very sim.
Things happen for a reason.
Very sim.
Here's another one.
This one's from Anthony. If you could work as a reporter or meteorologist anywhere else in the world, where would you go?
Oh, interesting question.
In the world.
Locale
in
question.
The world.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be United States. Mm-hmm. You work there for any period of time.
Huh. Wow, that's a really tough question, Anthony. That's
or
not like
United States or your favorite place you worked, or it can be anything like that. Well, for me, it would probably be Italy because I'm Italian and I did this study abroad there, and it would be really cool to like forecast. They have mountains there and that type of thing.
Yeah, so, and the food is good.
Food is good. The scenery is good. All that, the history. Like I was there for 2.5 months visiting all these small towns. It's like really fun to see all the culture
there. Oh, yeah, that's
amazing. So.
What a great experience.
Anthony, this is hard.
Yeah, I can't think of anything.
What?
Yeah, I can't.
Why? There's places that I'd like to go.
But not that I want to work
there. I would pick
there.
Like a travel. Where do you like to travel, or where have you been traveling
would
that you wouldn't mind spending more time?
Not like a war-torn area, I guess, you're thinking, right? You're not thinking about...
I guess I used to work in Maine, and I really, really loved it, and I loved being close to the ocean, so maybe that's where I would go. It was a lot of fun.
It's funny about reporting, because when I was a young reporter, I had big dreams of being a network correspondent and traveling the world and all that kind of stuff. And it's funny how you get to a point
changes.
I am in life now. I wouldn't want to do that at all.
Yeah.
Every so often, maybe I'd like to go on some big story, but I can't imagine like the network reporters that every couple days you're flying off to a different story in a different part of the country.
Well, I almost think that almost always it seems like they have to be single. Like, you know what I mean? Not always, but a lot of times those reporters that are going off all the time are single.
Because you're away all the time.
You're away all the time. You're away from your loved ones all the time.
Same thing with my brother. He's a pilot, but he's constantly traveling. He tells me, he's like, it's tough to build a relationship because you're always going places.
So yeah.
It's difficult going all over the place. Sean, you?
I guess, I don't know. I mean, I like Europe.
Yeah.
So I suppose somewhere there. Ireland or Italy's nice. Been there. France.
But I don't think I'd want to.
But I don't know. I mean, for work.
Oh, you just like the home.
I think we're the best spot
Northeast
possible.
Pennsylvania.
Yeah, that's
somewhere
what I'm
warm,
thinking.
I guess
we found the right spot.
Maybe
right?
Somewhere warmer. Yeah.
Well, it's funny, too, because your question, Anthony, is to three of us who have been here for a really long time.
Right. Because you can't imagine.
We kind of made the choice to this is where we want to be and want to stay.
Yeah. I mean,
so I'm kind of thinking, like, if, like, say I were a meteorologist, which I'm a wannabe meteorologist.
Yeah.
But if I were to forecast the weather, I think this would be a great place to be a meteorologist because the variety in forecasting.
Yeah.
I've always thought, like, if you're a weather person in San Diego,
boring.
Yeah,
right?
Every day it's like, well, it's going to be 75 degrees today and some sunshine.
I know. How do you vary that up? That seems like it would be so boring.
There's one guy I know there, Weather Adam, who he used to work in Houston, but he does fitting lyrics into his weather forecast. So like Eminem,
funny.
Anybody, just, and he does that to vary it up a bit. But
yeah, just to make it exciting, probably.
And I guess, you know, if you're in those coastal areas, you have hurricane forecasting you can do and everything like that.
But. Yeah, I think this is a pretty good spot.
Yeah.
So
we're pretty lucky. It's your turn,
you're
Anthony.
You're up.
Oh, it's my turn.
Yes.
I'm glad we got your question.
Well, you don't have to worry about picking your own.
Every once in a while I submit one.
Because
like,
I was so curious what it would be.
As Joe says, if the podcast is no good, it's your fault.
That's right. He says that all the time.
All right, we got it. Oh, another one from Travis. This is, I think, my first Travis question.
Okay.
Ooh.
What would you rather give up for your entire life, showering or brushing your teeth?
Oh
my gosh, Travis.
Well, there's a way to get around brushing your teeth, right?
Eat an apple or something, you mean?
Sure. Like, I guess there's Listerine. Some cheddar cheese, supposedly.
Cheddar cheese?
Really?
Yeah.
Listerine, flossing.
Google it.
You can kind of get.
Cheddar cheese will clean your teeth.
You kind of get. But showering, especially with me as a runner, my feet, you just be on my feet all day.
I can't imagine either.
Neither one is a good option.
In the winter.
I think I would probably go with the, I'd want a shower.
Yeah.
And I'd just try to, like, use apples and find foods that would make my mouth feel clean.
Or charcoal. Charcoal cleans your teeth.
Gum. Like, Kurt has gum.
Oh, yeah. You can chew, like, sugar-free gum or things like that to at least make your mouth feel fresh.
Yeah.
But it wouldn't be great.
You'd lose teeth after a while.
It wouldn't be great. But, I mean,
you'd be toothless, and then the problem would be solved.
Yeah,
because you have to lose all your teeth.
You don't have to brush that.
So, showering would be a nice
eating
hot
cheddar cheese helps clean your teeth, stimulating saliva, which washes away cavity-causing acids.
Okay,
interesting.
I saw an interview with a guy. This was a couple weeks ago that he was talking about how he gave up washing his hair, and he never washes his hair.
Wow.
And he had nice-looking hair, and it wasn't super greasy. And he said after about a couple weeks. Your hair, your head stops producing all the oils and stuff like that, and it becomes manageable.
Hmm. Okay.
But I still think that'd be really gross.
It self-regulates?
I think.
Yeah, why do we need shampoo?
Yeah, because you think, I mean,
people back
hundreds
then.
Of years ago, they probably didn't wash their hair hardly at all.
Yeah.
Whenever it rained.
Yeah.
Can you read
but
that?
But then again, their hair was probably not. But it was very.
You're asking me? Alana, I think.
Alana? Okay.
Yeah.
I wasn't sure. At first, I thought it said Atlanta, and I'm like, what? Okay. Okay. So, this is maybe slightly controversial.
Okay. Ooh.
So, why do they continue to allow products sold with nicotine, a proven harmful substance, with warnings, but they refuse to legalize marijuana that has no downside? So, Alana thinks, so she says, marijuana has no downside. Well, there you go. There's the question.
Hmm.
What does everybody think?
Well, I don't think, I think she's saying marijuana doesn't have any downside. I think there's lots of research to show that there are.
There can be downsides.
Some, yeah.
Yes.
Assuming you're still sucking smoke into your lungs.
Assuming you're smoking it.
Right.
I mean, you could be eating it.
Unless you're eating it,
But there's lots of debate over that.
Right.
Whether there's a downside or not.
It's also the smell sometimes. Like
true.
The smell can be a downside. Like yep.
I mean, it is interesting now. Things have changed a lot in recent years. I mean, you go to especially certain cities, and that smell is just constant everywhere you go.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, and then a lot of states have legalized it recreationally. Yes. So Pennsylvania hasn't, but there is definitely a push to do that.
There is. So it's a big debate over that. As far as nicotine, I mean,
tobacco.
Let's be real. I mean, the tobacco industry had a huge power for years, and compared to when the three of us were young, things have changed dramatically when it comes to smoking.
Yeah.
Very, very few people like my age group do it. Now, my roommate did back in Mississippi, but down south, it's, I guess, a little bit different. Yeah, my roommate did smoke, but he was like my only friend, only person I heard of that smoked cigarettes.
Interesting.
Do you still see the Zyn or the What are the pouch?
Oh, yeah, those little pouch nicotine pouches.
They still seem, and I don't want to say popular because it's not mainstream.
Like the vaping,
but there's quite a bit of that still.
I see far less people smoking actual cigarettes than.
Yes.
I mean,
unless you go to Europe.
Yeah.
I feel like Europe, even Canada, too. Yeah. Like, more people smoke.
Yeah. It's just part of it. But they all look young. I don't know what they did. That's something
in the
water
is it?
There. I don't know what it is. Maybe it's just less stress. I don't know what it is.
Maybe the fewer preservatives in their food.
Yes.
Who knows?
Long lives. And,
We dabbled in the controversy, but we probably didn't give her what she was hoping
for.
Probably not. No declarative statements.
Yes.
All right. This might be a timely question, considering Joe's birthday was yesterday when we were recording this. Who's older, Joe or Kurt Aaron? Does anyone know?
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, I Joe's 60.
And Kurt is 59.
Oh, is he?
Oh, okay.
Oh, was I not allowed to say that?
No, I didn't know. Actually.
Yeah, I didn't know how old he was either.
Because
he was
close to
58, 59. Yeah, I don't know his exact age, but Kurt, he's told me, he's like, I'm about to be 60. So.
Yeah.
Okay, so he and Joe were about the same age.
Yeah,
and
interesting.
I was watching a video when Tom Clark was saying his goodbye. I was like watching a throwback. Tom Clark, Kurt Aaron, and Joe Snedeker, that felt like a powerful trio. I don't know.
It was like a powerhouse.
That was actually a meme this week on The Valley, which is the one Facebook thing. Remember this powerhouse? And it was Tom Clark, Kurt Aaron, and Joe
really
Snedeker.
Funny.
Yeah.
Oh, that's funny.
Meanwhile, Anthony's sitting here and he's like, well, Joe's 60 and Kurt's 60.
You never know.
Retirement's coming soon.
Yeah, could happen. The interesting thing is, though, Kurt has grandchildren and Joe doesn't.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So
pressure's on, kids.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm not sure.
This might be a good one to end on. Suzanne from Sayre writes, hello, podcast team. Do you wear socks to bed?
Oh, that's a good question.
There's no rule for me. Like, some days I do, some days I don't. I'm not, like, strict.
Oh, really?
I'm not strict.
Some people hate socks in bed.
Oh, my gosh. I can't even imagine going to bed with socks.
No.
Sometimes I'm sleeping. It depends how warm or cold I am. Sometimes I'm sleeping fully with, like, a jacket and everything, and other times I'm sleeping in, like, a T-shirt. It really just does depend.
I can never imagine being cold enough where I'd want to wear socks
to bed.
Really?
No.
There are times when my feet are so cold. And then
I have to wear socks.
And I have a little heating pad that I stick in my bed before I go to bed in the winter. Yes. And then when I get in, it's all warm and cozy. Oh, it's the best. But I turn the heating pad off.
I'm sweating thinking about it.
And I almost always have 1 foot out of the
covers. I do that too, though.
Covers.
Yeah.
So no socks, foot out, even when it's these cold.
I feel like I end up not covered at all.
Yeah.
You're just like out there flailing in the wind.
Maybe like 1 foot under a cover and the rest,
Well, however I fall asleep is how I fall asleep.
Just as long as the job gets on, whatever.
Even the job gets, I'm usually like just dead tired by the end of the day.
But I think that there's lots of people that are set in their ways, have to have socks or don't.
Right.
Yeah. Like I remember my dad always had to wear socks.
Isn't that funny?
Like he slept in socks all the time, even in the summer.
I know that was like a big debate.
Yeah, it's a debate.
It's a thing.
Yeah.
There's some things like, I never really thought of that.
So, Sean, tell me if this is too personal, but you can ring the bell. Does your dog sleep in bed with you?
Yes.
So is that why you don't get covers? Because sometimes my dog steals the covers.
It might be more the heat from the dog.
Oh, it makes you too hot.
I mean? So probably that's more of it. I just find myself waking up without covers on, and I probably just toss them off.
And you have a relatively small dog. Does that dog take up more space in the bed than you do?
Not really.
No, dogs like to take up a whole territory.
The dog prior used to like to sleep across
and
give very little room. This dog tends to be a little more, kind with taking up room. But the heat, I think, from the dog is the problem.
That could be. Do we have time for one more?
Probably.
Quick one? Sure. Quick one, Anthony? Yeah. Since we already did Anthony's. Maybe he'll get a Travis.
I'll submit a new question maybe if it comes to
mind. Please do.
Sometimes I'm just running and I have a thought and I...
Yeah, you got to go with it.
Oh, this is a really, really short question from Chris Smith. Iced tea or hot tea?
Well, don't you think it depends on the time of year?
Yes. Iced tea all the time.
Oh, really? You don't do hot tea?
Hot tea?
Really?
Like disgusting, yeah.
Oh, it's so good.
I would have to be very, very sick in order to drink tea.
Really?
I love hot tea.
I don't drink much either. Yeah. Even in the warm weather, I don't drink iced tea. You like iced tea?
Well, I like it over a hot tea, yeah.
Yeah.
So I like both.
Yeah, I like both, depending on the time of year.
I would say probably drink a lot more iced tea than I do hot tea, although I'm not averse to drinking hot tea, but I probably drink more.
You guys are missing out.
To another level, sweet tea or regular tea or regular iced tea.
Oh, that's right. You lived in the South. In the South.
Yeah. Probably sweet tea. Like a good sweet tea, yeah.
Sweet tea.
It's too sweet.
If you've had Southern sweet tea, oh my God.
Like some people in between, add, and then yeah, they, some people
like
add sugar.
The first time I had it was in Tennessee, and I took a sip, but I had to spit it out.
Pure,
it was so sweet.
Sugar.
You get used to it. You get used to it.
Do we have time for another?
I don't know. Probably not. Or a buck and a half? Is that what you said?
She's paying us a buck and a half. That's some controller Perry in our ear who we're talking to.
Or we're listening to.
Listening to.
Let's see. If the sun bleaches colors, umbrellas. Oh, I think we had this one before. Then why does it give us brown spots or tan skin? We did have that.
Yeah, it's how it interacts with your skin.
All right, let's see if there's
melanin,
an express lane one.
UV
Otherwise,
rays.
We're done.
If that was the one that I just put back, it's not very. It's kind of long.
Too long. I think we're wrapping up.
This was a great podcast.
Sorry, Joe wasn't with us, but Anthony, good job.
Yeah, he's celebrating his birthday, so we're glad to have Anthony filling in.
Happy birthday, Joe.
Yep. 60.
And how can they get us their questions?
Oh my gosh. Thank you, Surrogate Joe. You just go to brownbag@wnep.com and submit your questions.
We're only as good as your questions.
That's right.
See you later. Have a good week, everybody.
Curiosity. What are you so curious about? Everything. Mr. Curiosity.